Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the program. My name is William Hemsworth. It is great to be with you all again. And what a great guest we have today. We're going to be learning about a new program between Word on Fire Institute and the University of St. Thomas Houston. They're launching a new Master of Arts program in Evangelization and Culture. And joining us today is Dr. Tom Harmon. He's the professor and Scanlon Foundation Chair of Theology and Associate Director of Catholic Studies at the University of St. Thomas in Houston, Texas. He received both his master's and PhD in theology from Ave Maria University. He's a Catholic speaker, a noted author on the subject of Augustine and political philosophy, theology, and media, and is an occasional film and TV reviewer. And he's the director of the new master's program in Evangelization and Culture. And he lives in Sugarland, Texas, with his wife and five children. Dr. Harmon, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming on. As we're recording this, it's Holy Saturday. It's a very busy time of year, especially you have children of your own. I have four here. It's a fun time of the year, but thanks for taking some time with us today.
Yeah, of course. I'm happy to spend some time with you.
Right, so this new master's degree program, it's really unique. It's the first of its kind. What drove its creation and what is its goal?
So, what drove its creation was, actually, there was some thought on both sides, both on the university side and on Word on Fire's side, that this was needed. I know from talking with Matthew Petrusik, who's my collaborator at the Word on Fire Institute, that they've been thinking about something like this for a while. But on the university side, we had Bishop Barron as our commencement speaker a couple years ago. And that's when we really started thinking, gosh, wouldn't it be great if we could try to replicate what he does? After all, there's only one Bishop Barron.
Right.
And wouldn't it be great if we could introduce some of our students to the way that he approaches things and allow them to take a deep dive into the approach that Bishop Barron takes to the Catholic intellectual tradition, his sort of magisterial grasp of contemporary culture, and to see a little bit about how he uses the tools of communications technology to be so effective as well. And so there's been ongoing discussion between UST and Word on Fire Institute for a couple of years about this. So it's really exciting that we're able to launch that this year. And the goal really is to give students a thoroughgoing formation in the approach to the Catholic tradition that Bishop Barron takes. So I know my vice president for academic affairs, Chris Evans here, likes to joke that this is the Bishop Barron studies degree, but that's sort of true. But really, what we want to do is to give people the tools to approach things like he does. So it's not necessarily going to be studying everything that Bishop Barron wrote, but rather trying to get the kind of the kind of formation that he had to generate the outlook that he has in order to approach things like he does. So if there can only be one Bishop Barron, then at least there should be some others who are trying to walk in his footsteps.
Agree 100%. Now, evangelization is a word that we hear all the time, like new evangelization, things like that. But many don't practically know how to go about it. How does this program teach that skill of evangelization?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we think that at the end of at the end of the scriptures, the very, very, very last part of Matthew's gospel is the Great Commission. So Jesus tells us to go and baptize all nations and to preach the gospel to them. And that's really the beginning of the charge from Christ to go evangelize, and it comes at the end. So there is a lot that has to come before that commission is possible. And
Right.
so we think that the best way to do it is to take a deep dive in the tradition. And first of all, to internalize the Christian message, but then also to see what the patterns are by which people in the past, great figures of the past, what Bishop Barron calls the pivotal players, themselves internalized the tradition in order to spread the gospel. And we think that by doing that, then we'll have a better sense for the ways in which it could be done now. Now, obviously, circumstances are different today than they have been in the past. And so part of the program is going to be taking a look at what our conditions are right now. And so the way I think about it is that there's a part of this program that's also rhetorical, that is trying to match a message to an audience. And in order to do that, you've got to know what the audience is, what shapes the audience, what the audience thinks is important, and how the audience likes to communicate. And so that's why our program is going to have a large emphasis on what we call new media. So that's not just social media, but that's part of it. And obviously, Bish Barron is extraordinarily effective on social media. And so what we want to do is to understand the factors that shape the contemporary audience, so that we can know how best to match the message of the gospel with how they've been shaped, so that that message can be received in the best way possible.
And Dr. Harmon, my dog says hi.
Oh,
So
good.
just so you know what that barking was. Now, is this an online program similar to like the other Word on Fire Institute classes, or is this program different?
This will be a little different, actually. So we call this a low residency program, and it most of it will be online. That's true, but it's going to be live. I think that's one of its distinctive characteristics, is that it's not going to be Theology TV. So you're not going to open up a website and have canned lectures that you watch. It's going to be live sessions with high-level professors and your fellow students. So it'll be on some the UST generally uses Microsoft Teams, and Word on Fire uses the Google equivalent. So it'll be on one of those platforms, but it will be live. And it's we call it low residency because most of it is online. But every summer, we're going to recommend to people that they come to the campus of the University of St. Thomas in order to participate in a week-long intensive. And that's going to be sort of like the laboratory where we invite who we think are the best contemporary thinkers on evangelization and culture, and take a deep dive. And that's going to be a sort of more experimental, a little bit more freewheeling, and I think probably a lot of fun. But we also think that that's a really important way for everybody to get to know each other in a flesh. So we do think that one of the deficiencies of online programming is that it tends to become disembodied, and we want to be able to have that tent pole sunk into the ground there, so that we can all come together and shake each other's hands, look each other in the eyes, and get to know each other. I think equal. Well, maybe not equally, but almost as important as the lectures and the seminars and the workshops that we're going to have in that time are the fellowship hour after everything is done in the evening. So it's going to be a way to generate kind of fellow feeling, and also, go to mass together.
Yeah, and you get to grow with each other, ask questions of each other, get that feeling of community. Like you said, online education sometimes can be disembodied. So that's good to hear. That's a great aspect of the program. Now, what are your hopes for the future of this program?
So we're hoping to be able to educate a whole bunch of people in the way that Bishop Barron does things. And people will join this program for different reasons. Some people are already working for the church or in an apostolate, and we want to be able to equip them and the people that employ them with the tools that Bishop Barron has. So, for instance, I was just on the phone yesterday with a prospective student who's a priest, and his bishop wanted him to do this. Why? Well, because his bishop thinks that Bishop Barron's approach is the right one for right now. So other people will want to take this just because they want to be personally enriched. They want to know more. And, they've got conversations in their day-to-day lives that they want to go better. They want to be able to bring more to people on their personal individual level. Other people will take it, maybe fewer, but we think a few will actually take it because they want to go on for higher studies. So those are probably the three types of people that we've designed the program to cater to. And I mean, hopefully what we can do is we can equip as many people as possible to go out there and exercise the same sorts of methods that Bishop Barron does wherever they are.
Now, the program launches in June of 2024. What interest have you received about the program so far since you announced it?
Overwhelming.
All right.
So it's been wonderful, actually. I was we kind of like game planned everything, and we thought, okay, well, this program is probably sustainable with about a 15 student initial cohort. Well, we blew past 15 applications within the first few days.
Oh,
so
wow.
we've got a lot of interest in this program. So I think probably it's reasonable to expect that the initial cohort will be more like 50 or 60. Now, one concern people have had is, okay, well, what does that mean about class size? So what I've gotten authorization to do is to offer multiple sections of the classes every semester. So we're going to try to cap the classes at about 20. Hopefully classes will be slightly less than that most of the time, but yeah, the response has been really, really, wonderful. And, we're very grateful for all of the interest.
Yeah, that's great. Now, where could our listeners go to learn more about the program and maybe apply if they felt so led to do so?
Yeah, sure. So we've got our program webpage at the University of St. Thomas. And excuse me. So if you go to stthom.edu you go to the academics page and you look at our graduate programs, we're listed there on the right of the page under School of Arts and Sciences. And you just click on that link and there's a big old apply button that you can click. That's also got some good information, though. It's got the courses, for instance, and the course descriptions. It's got the faculty who we have teaching for us at the moment, and a basic description of what we're up to. The other thing, of course, is if you just want some more information, you're not ready to commit immediately, go ahead and email either admissions@stthom.edu, or go ahead and email me directly. I'm happy to interact with people also as the director. So my email address is just my last name, Harmon, HARMONTP at stthom.edu. That's stthom.edu.
Great. Well, Dr. Harmon, thank you so much for coming on, spending some time on a Holy Saturday to talk about this great new program that you have going on. Wish you and your family a very happy Easter. And thanks again. Appreciate it.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks so much for having me on, and God bless. And I hope you have a wonderful, blessed Easter.
All right. Thank you.